So some say that La'olam, Rava got that also, but he was an Anav. And because he was an Anav, he thought he didn't get it, and that's why he said he didn't get it. But Avada, Rava's tefillos were answered for all three. But I saw the Chassam Sofer says a different shot. He says, the Chachma Rava got, the Ashiris that Rava got. What was the one thing he didn't get? The one thing he didn't get was the Anava. Punkt, the Anava they didn't give him. Why didn't he get the Anava? So the Chassam Sofer says that they would have given him the Anava. They would have given it to him. He said, but the problem is, what was his tefillah? His tefillah was he wanted the Anava of Rabbi Bar Afuna. So the Chassam Sofer says that before Rava Davin, the Anava of Rabbi Bar Afuna would have been befitting for him. It would have been a good midah for him. Rabbi Bar Afuna was an Anav. Rava used to look, he had kinah soifrim. He wants the Anava of Rabbi Bar Afuna. See, even Davin, he was Mespal Tashem, please help me. I want to have the Siyata Deshmaya. I want to be an Anav like Rabbi Bar Afuna. But you know what happened? What happened was Rava became a big Chacham. He became a Chacham like Rav Huna. And then he became a big Oysher. He became a Gvir like Rav Chizda. Once he had the Chachma and Rav Huna, and he had the Ashiris of Rav Chizda, at that point, to have the Anava of Rabbi Bar Afuna wasn't enough Anava. And that's why it was Lo Yavile. They didn't give it to him because it wasn't a proper tefillah. If it would have been a proper tefillah, an appropriate tefillah, he would have had the Siyata Deshmaya. If this was something that would have been befitting in his Avodas Hashem, so you're Pischuli Pesach Kechudesh Al-Machat, and Davish says, I'm going to take care of you. I'll the time Messiah. But although at the onset, that was an appropriate midah for him, but once he achieved all the chachm and all the ashiras, at that point, it wasn't such a mile of him. And he said, that's why I wasn't giving it to him. At that point, the anava that was required of him would have been a greater level of anava. He never davened for that greater level of anava. And that's why the anava that he davened for wasn't given to him, because at the end of the day, it wasn't really an Indian of Avodas Hashem, and that's why he didn't get it. What comes to mind, of course, is the Kotzker Rebbe's famous var. Right? The Kotzker Rebbe said that why did Hashem give the Torah on Har Sinai? Because it was the smallest mountain. So Hashem gave it on the smallest mountain to show that a person, in order to learn Torah, he has to have anava. So the Kotzker Rebbe said that if Hashem wanted to show that you need anava in order to learn Torah, so why did Hashem pick the smallest mountain? He should have gone to the deepest valley, and he should have done it over there. Why take the smallest mountain? A mountain at the end of the day, he should have. So some say this is the Shemina Sheva Shemina, right? A person has to have a little bit of gaiva. But the Kotzker Rebbe said that for a valley to be anonymous, nishkan kunz. He said for a bark to zayna Ananov, das ist ein Akunz. He said, a valley, yeah, it's Beteva. This is the way it is. It's deep. Savada. A mountain, who Beteva is a Balgaiva. You're a mountain, and the house of clay, oh, das ist Anova. And that's true Anova. Once Rava already had Chachma and Rava had Ashiras, so now the Anova that was expected of him was a different level of Anova. Either way, that's the Chassam Sofer's Vart.